Hey guys, welcome back to Wide Eyed with Matt and Riley. I'm Riley.
My name's Matt. Really excited to have you here with us. So we were just talking about this new vaping ban that the Trump administration's putting in play. I thought that was pretty interesting because vaping's become a pretty big epidemic, right? Like, I don't know too many 15-year-olds that don't vape. Like, my brother's friends, they all are just big vapers. So I thought that was pretty crazy. It's all the flavors except for cigarette flavor they're banning, so.
It's pretty wild. I mean, do you know what he's basing it off of?
It's just the fact that they think that the flavors contributed to young people getting addicted.
Okay.
I don't know. There's not a lot of evidence to prove that, right? But, I mean, I guess it makes sense, though. Like, you talk to people who are vaping, right? And you say, why do you do it? And they just say, oh, it's just a little thing. Do you want to board? I like the flavor. It's a common response that I get.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I think that if they did that, first of all, there'd be huge backlash. Everybody just loves the stuff, right?
Man, everyone would freak out. There's so many people that vape.
I don't know. I'm going to say a good 60 to 70% of my friends own a vape and, like, do it regularly. So. Yeah. Yeah, especially back home in Winnipeg, Manitoba, a lot of people.
Thank God we're not in the U.S.
Yeah,
that's funny though.
I thought that
was. I've always wondered if there is evidence that vaping is bad for you, because I've never heard anything to say it is, but I always thought there must be.
Have you heard that there's been like 6 deaths in the past 3 months that were linked to vaping?
Actually, how does that work?
There's people that died of lung infections, and the doctor said this is probably because of vaping, but we can't confirm it because there hasn't been enough research done, right?
Really?
And I can't remember if it was the FDA or no, sorry, what was it? What's the medical one in the States? I don't know.
I think FDA sounds about right. I'm not too sure.
I don't want to be wrong.
Name doesn't really matter.
But anyways, it was some medical organization came forward and said that they had found a link between vaping and 96 lung infections or lung illnesses, different types of illnesses that people are getting. And there's just been a huge epidemic because of them. And then 6 people died and they linked it to vaping. And the whole thing with that is they can't definitively say, hey, vaping was the reason behind this, because there's no studies that have been done. Like, they're doing them, right? But they're not concrete enough, right? So I just think, obviously, it's bad for you, right? Like, I mean, if you vape, all the power to you. But it's just smoking, right? Minus, like, I don't know.
I mean, you're putting stuff in your lungs, so.
Yeah, it's still chemicals, but I don't know. I just think that's really kind of wild.
It is. I'm amazed. I'm just amazed that they banned it so soon.
Yeah,
I would have expected a big study to come out, or there'd be a lot of bad publicity, and then they do that stuff. But
it's just the flavored stuff, right? So
yeah,
but even then, I didn't even know they could just ban something outright like that.
I mean, I guess they could do it with cigarettes too right now. It is pretty interesting, yeah. They're just treating it like a drug.
Yeah, I'm actually going to look up the vaping deaths that have happened. Yeah, a 6th person died from vaping-related lung disease. So, I mean, it's probably good that they start educating people about this now, because, I don't know, it just seems like, to me, vaping is kind of like where cigarettes were, and I just find this so silly. We've been through this, everybody. We've been through the whole, hey, it's just like a little habit, no big deal, with cigarettes. But I don't know, it seems like the same thing is happening with vaping.
Like, well, I don't think, or vaping doesn't seem as nearly as addicting by any means.
Do you really think so?
I don't think so. I don't have any friends that need to vape.
Are you sure that they don't need to vape? Like, because I've got a lot of friends that say they don't need to vape, but just continue to do it on a regular basis.
Maybe I just haven't seen it.
I don't know. I can think of a few guys that you know as well that just vape every day. And I say, In fact, there's been some guys that have, one of them lost their vape and then just couldn't stop thinking about it and freaked out, ordered a new vape the next day and was panicking until he got it.
Actually. Jeez. Yeah. What are they putting in this stuff?
It's nicotine, man. Nicotine's the only nicotine's the only addictive thing about cigarettes.
Yeah.
And it's just the same concentration in vaping.
Can you control it too? Like, you can up it and...
Yeah, you can up it, like...
Do whatever level you want.
Yeah, you can do it at a really low level, or you can just go through the roof, but...
I always find it hilarious when I'm around someone, they're showing off their new vape.
It's a status thing.
Wow.
Pretty cool stuff.
It seems like it's a pretty interesting thing, though.
Yeah. Okay, but listen to this. As of Friday, I don't know what Friday that is, there have been more than 450 possible cases of lung illnesses associated with using e-cigarettes. Whew. But just think, though, when people smoke, right, they don't get sick until a lot of years down the line, right?
Yeah.
So what if there's just a mass cancer epidemic because of this? You never know.
That we're headed towards?
I just think maybe. There's so much we don't know about it.
Yeah. And it's so big now, you'd like to think that there would have been some evidence that it was safe over like such a long period of time, but it wasn't much of a thing 10 years ago, so
yeah,
who's really to say?
You know, I've never seen any evidence about that. It's just, it's kind of like the vaping companies will say, hey, it's an alternative to cigarettes. They don't really even explicitly say that it's better. They just say it's for to help people quit smoking.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I've also heard the same thing about headphones. Like, there's this sneaking suspicion that having headphones on your ears all the time and, like, blasting music is probably bad for them in the long run if you do that.
For your ears?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it.
So, I'm not sure how many hearing aids millennials and below are going to need.
Yeah.
In 50 years from now, but...
Have you ever seen one of those videos where it goes, test your hearing, and then it'll give you a whole bunch of really high frequencies, and then it says, like, what age of hearing you have? It basically correlates.
Yeah, I'm at a 40-year-old level right now.
That's what I'm at, too. I'm about... That's double my age. Which is not great.
I've also heard, though, that those can be pretty inaccurate because you have to listen to them with headphones on and
make sure the
volume's at a certain level.
That is not a good sign.
Not a good sign.
Who knows? Maybe there is no sound.
I remember doing that and just going like, well, I'm already here.
Yeah. Also, did you know that a big reason why cigarettes cause lung cancer is because it's just the heat going into your lungs, like a ton of heat going into your lungs actually can cause just like DNA damage because it's so hot. And like, that's a big reason why it causes lung cancer.
Really? I mean, so does that same evidence apply to smoking weed?
Probably. I think probably.
You'd have to imagine it would.
I think smoking weed is probably worse for you than a cigarette. You don't even have I don't know. Do people use filters for that? Because, like, you look at a cigarette and it's got, like, that, I don't know, it's a pretty good, intense filter. Not that I smoke cigarettes, but I've seen them, and yeah. So, yeah, even, like, looking at e-cigarettes, though, and the difference between cigarettes, like, I'm just trying to figure out why cigarettes cause cancer, and they just say it's the carcinogens and the heat, right? But, I don't know. I just haven't seen a lot of evidence that e-cigarettes aren't carcinogenic or that there's even been studies done on them, so.
Yeah. It's probably good to just stay away, but obviously again, that hasn't been what's happened.
Do you think that people would tolerate something like being banned like that? For some people, that's like if you ban...
It's going to be a vape black market now?
Totally would be.
I guess that's the logical...
Yeah, there totally would be.
What do you expect?
I don't know. What if it's just becomes the war on vapes?
Confiscate all vapes now? This is confusing.
That'd be pretty nuts. No, I think it would just be they have to stop selling them. But do you ever see the Juul ads? There's lots of Juul ads in Vancouver. I see lots.
I don't see much at all. Are you talking billboards?
Yeah, I see billboards. Actually. And I see them on YouTube videos too sometimes.
I haven't seen much of those. I guess I'm just not into vaping videos.
Yeah. They're honestly pretty nice ads. Like, they make them look pretty cool, so still not gonna buy one though. Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting.
I just let my dog out again. Keep that in.
Just letting the dog out, no big deal. How's Leo doing?
Leo's doing great. I like to say he's always the alpha dog in any situation, because we never got him fixed. Got him fixed. So, I mean, he's got that on every other dog, essentially, that he's seen.
He's just got a pair of functioning gonads. He's actually super
chill about it, though. He's got his gonads.
That's good. That is good.
I think that's the way to go. Our first dog, his name was Scooby. My dad is this... a story he tells about taking him to the vet to get him fixed and the look on our dog's face after it happened. So we just couldn't do it again. And
you know that any vet it's or
probably like good humane, for the dog.
But you do realize that any vet or like dog shelter would just be pissed though at that, hey?
I mean, it's not like I'm letting Leo out to go screw other dogs.
That's true.
I think I should be fine. I mean, I don't take him to the dog park, which is a disadvantage, because I could take him to the dog park where there's tons of other dogs and have him just run around, but I take him on walks and let him go off leash, and pretty much most of the dogs that we encounter, he just sniffs them a bit and then moves on.
Yeah.
He does try to hump a few of my friends, though, I will say.
Yeah.
It's pretty entertaining.
I had friends that they didn't spay their female dog. And so what they had to do is they had to put diapers on the dog because it would get its period, right?
Actually.
I think that would be,
I'd never thought of that, about that.
Yeah, it still happens, right?
Yeah.
So I think that'd be really tough.
Yeah. That's the other thing, I guess, about having a dog that's not neutered. It's almost like herd immunity when it comes to vaccines. If all the other dogs are spayed, then, it's probably in good shape. No worries.
That is true. Unless it finds a puppy that's 1.5 years old. But as long as Leo's not running, as long as he's not running away, it should be fine.
Yeah. No, he did this. I had a teacher from middle school, and he is a part-time dog breeder, so his dog, he wanted to have Leo as the stud for his dog,
right?
So his dog went into heat, so he brought her over, and Leo just went insane. I'd never seen a dog like that. He's going ballistic.
Really?
The pheromones were just in
what was he doing? Was he just running around and stuff, or what?
He would be running around, and I'd have to grab him by the leash sometimes, but he'd just keep running. His feet would never stop moving, and I'd be, like, picking up by his front, and he just wouldn't stop moving his legs. You could not calm him down.
Never seen that's crazy.
Anything like it. Yeah.
That's so weird that he can just tell.
Yeah, no, he knew. I mean...
What kind of dog?
I guess humans aren't like that. They don't have... they had... I think it was another golden doodle, but it was this tiny one. Almost like a miniature one. Yeah. It's pretty odd. I was sort of wondering how it was going to happen.
Guess you'll never know.
No.
But anyway, what were you saying about humans?
I mean, lots of other animals have a breeding season.
Yeah.
Humans just don't have that. Could you imagine if it was... came springtime, or... middle of summer...
Yeah.
That was the only time people could get it on.
That'd be very strange. I've never really thought about that. But I guess we're just so out of touch with nature at this point, right?
Yeah. I also think it's just a thing about humans. I mean, I think bonobos and like chimpanzees are the same way too.
Yeah, they just have at it the whole year.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. Bonobos freak me out.
What about them?
Just that they're very hypersexual, right? It's just kind of odd to think about, but that's just how they build relationships, I guess, with each other.
I guess, yeah. It's just, I mean, other monkeys will like groom each other's hair.
Yeah.
They just go at it.
Very interesting. They must not have a lot of predators or anything if they can just chill like that all the time.
Sounds like a pretty good life.
I guess so.
I don't think the bonobos are complaining.
It would definitely be interesting to see. Have you ever seen monkeys at the zoo or anything?
Yeah, back in the day. I don't think they have them in the Winnipeg one anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're pretty cool. It's just kind of like little kids. That's what I see.
Yeah. There's so many human features
to monkeys. And they're pretty smart. So
yeah. No, they know what's going on. They can use tools. It's pretty interesting learning about how violent chimpanzees are in terms of what they do to other tribes. They'll just murder other tribes of chimps just for their territory and basically just wage war against them.
That's so intense. How big are their tribes? Do you know?
I guess around 30 to 50.
That's still...
I haven't watched Planet Earth in a while.
If you have two chimpanzee tribes of 50 chimpanzees going at it, that's basically just war. That's a really big battle.
Wouldn't that be interesting? The videos I've seen, they just beat each other up. They just wallop them with their arms.
That's pretty terrifying. Pretty brutal.
I think I'd love to see just a human tribe right before agriculture became a thing, just to see how they interacted.
It'd be really wild. I think every single one would be so different, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, we wiped each other out pretty good, so...
I think... It's really interesting learning about ants and the way that they organize themselves. How they have
a hive mind. I don't know that much about ants. Yeah.
Basically, there's so many different things they do. I have a very limited knowledge on it, but... if you just think of the way it's organized, there's one queen, right? And then there's millions of workers that they're not going to reproduce or anything, but it's just for the success of the hive.
And okay, yeah.
They're just programmed to do that. And they do so many different things. There's types of ants that are basically farmers. They harvest this a special type of fungi that only grows in their nest. And all the food they forage is just to basically make compost for this fungi. And it's just army ants. Apparently there's mega colonies that have just trillions of individuals spread out over huge areas of land. And they all just sort of know each other and what's going on. I don't know.
That's
super interesting.
That's pretty cool, actually. That's kind of... Yeah, I think bees do the same thing. But yeah, think... Someone's... Or a creature's DNA is just changed so that it will just sacrifice itself, basically, for the DNA. It's just really weird.
It's pretty wild. But it works, I guess.
It does work.
Okay, here it is. 15 to 150 members in a chimpanzee group.
No way.
Yeah.
150 versus 150 chimpanzee battle. That would be...
Two Roman legions.
That would be chaos.
But the proper...
That would be mayhem. I can't even imagine that. Gosh.
Absolute madness. I don't know if you've heard of this, but I've seen a lot of stuff talking about how the most amount of people that you can know and expect to have to know stuff about them and keep up to date with them, and the most amount of people that you can have in your social group is 150.
I've heard that too.
So it's interesting that chimps have the same thing.
Yeah, I guess maybe we're just not that much smarter than them. Just a few things are wired differently. But yeah, that's a really strange thing to think about, though. Just 150. I mean, I guess if you think about it, how many people you really talk to on a regular basis?
It's less than that.
Yeah. On a regular basis, do you think you talk to like 200 people or more?
On a regular basis?
Yeah.
No, I do not know 200 people.
Yeah, I don't think I know 200 people well. Like, I think I probably could rekindle a relationship with like a lot more people than that. But yeah, right now, it's definitely not it.
That's true. People. Yeah, but at any given moment in time, like you're only going to probably have a max of 150.
I mean, it takes a lot of effort to maintain relationships with people. I think that's something people underestimate.
Yeah, it's really easy to like let things slip away.
Yeah, I just look through my phone sometimes and I'll see all the texts that I haven't responded to, just forgot by accident or whatever, and I just go, wow, there's so many of these people that I just haven't talked to in such a long time. It's kind of wild. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
it's pretty crazy. Anyway. It's interesting with the 150 number. I think I just watched a video on it, and it was talking about, it explained the whole how 150 is what research shows to be probably the max amount of people that you can expect to know well. And then if you look at groups in the armies throughout history, pretty much all of them are 150.
Really?
There's all these different social groups that are basically just 150 members. And that's just how humans ended up organizing themselves.
That's interesting. I guess our brains are just developed for that. Mm-hmm. I mean, keeping up 150 connections, that's a lot of connections.
I don't think I could do that. That'd be a full-time job.
I'd get too tired.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have time to think about anything else. I'd just be talking to people all the time.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a chimp, though, what else do you have to do? You're just sitting around.
I guess so. Just eat.
And talk to whoever.
Just hang out. Something that I discovered recently that was really interesting has to do with pharmacology. Did you know that some drugs, or a lot of drugs, are just like the same for different diseases, right? So, for example, there'll be, what is it? Is it Reactine, I believe? The allergy medicine? On the allergy medicine thing, it says that a side effect is that you'll become drowsy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that same compound is actually sold as a sleep aid in the same dosage.
Really?
I don't know. I thought that was kind of interesting that pharma companies will just, you know, do whatever. And you can actually just buy whatever one is on sale, right? And it'll be the same. So if you want like a sleep aid and Reactine's cheaper than the sleep aid, just buy Reactine.
Actually.
Yeah.
It'd be fun to compare all the prices on those just to.
I know.
Let's see. Isn't it with Advil, they don't know its exact function in the body? They don't know how it does its job?
I've heard that too. I'm not entirely sure on that one, but.
I mean, one of them, though, like. It's just a bit kind of throw your hands up in the air. Mm-hmm. No one knows for sure, but it works and doesn't appear to be causing any problems.
That's kind of scary to think about.
Yeah.
I think drugs are really scary. Just if you think about it.
It's pretty wild.
It's kind of playing with fire.
Yeah. They're all over the place.
And a lot of drugs will just cure some people of some things, but will just destroy other people, right?
Yeah.
I think in the news today I read that there was a pharmaceutical company that developed this drug for baldness. I can't remember what it's called. But they developed this baldness drug, and they were kind of downplaying side effects that it has. And people were committing suicide when they went on to it because it was just insanely intense and just cause some people to go haywire, right?
Really?
But the truth is with a drug like that is that the majority of people are just going to be fine, right? But if you are wired a certain way and it's just a small fraction of people and you take that drug, you do just go crazy. Like, you'll become extremely depressed and suicidal, which I think is kind of wild to think about.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing about antidepressants.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a lot of people, they can have a great impact, like big improvement in your quality of life. But then other people, it just makes things way worse.
Yeah. I just find it really crazy that doctors will still prescribe stuff just to every patient, right? So let's say they're prescribing, I don't know, like an antidepressant, right, to their patient. They won't really look at the patient and take into account like any of their physiology. They'll just be, hey, I'm going to give you this one because I'm sponsored by Bayer. And yeah, this is just the drug that I give to people. And I don't really know if it's going to work for you. Most likely will, but it might not. It might screw you over. So
it seemed like the whole opioid crisis that's going on now, a lot of it stemmed from just people getting hooked on the stuff they were prescribed. Doctors handing them out like candy.
Yeah. And a lot of these doctors get a little bit of commission on the stuff that they prescribe, right? So it's in their best interest to prescribe things.
Or it's not a good way to organize it.
Yeah, they have partnerships with the companies, right? I don't know if it's commission. Yeah. I don't think it's commission-based. Well, I did a paper on this last year. And yeah, but it's just that they'll go to conferences and they'll talk to these people who make these drugs, right? And they'll say, hey, we'll support your practice if you promote our drugs and stuff. We'll give you free samples and stuff like that. So it's pretty interesting. Definitely could be improved, I will say.
Yeah. That makes me just... I feel like I have much more faith in just a government-run healthcare system. Because it seems like there's a lot of opportunity when everything's privatized, where... just capitalism can just become a negative thing in the healthcare field.
Yeah, it's definitely something that should be watched very closely because it can turn really fast.
Yeah, like with prescription drugs, like there's drugs that like people need to survive, really.
Yeah.
And it's up to like a bunch of people to just decide what that's going to cost. So
that is true.
Super touchy as to like how much you're going to price that, because obviously they're going to buy it.
Yeah, but you also got to be careful, right? Because you still need development of that stuff, right?
That's true.
So I don't know. I don't have a solution to that problem, but...
That's a pretty tough one.
That is a very tough one.
I don't think that doctors should get sponsored by pharmaceutical companies. I can't see a good reason for that.
Okay, that was all right. All right, guys, so I think we're going to wrap it up there. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. And we really hope you have a great day.
Thanks for listening. Okay.